So great to be learning together. Sharia Raz, Shuva of the Week. And this week we're just going to discuss a well-known issue, but there's a new wrinkle to it, and that is about Tefillat Kelim for electronics. It's we know that's a problem. How do you handle that? Because if you're going to tovel in the mikveh, you're going to destroy the item, so we can, the device. So how do you handle that? So I think in our community, at least, I think the general practice is people don't do tefillah kelim at all. So is there any basis for that? So the basis for that is two basic gishot, is that its use is when it's plugged in. So its use is plugged in, it's mechubar la karka, it's connected to the ground, and therefore something connected to the ground, there's no chiyuv of tefillat kelim. And others question this. It's not necessarily, it's just because it's plugged in, doesn't necessarily regard as mechubar la karka, it's attached to the ground, it's not like part of the ground that you don't, that you do not do tefillat kelim. However, that tshuva is the Chelkat Yaakov, so an important posek from the mid-20th century, and I was told that many poskim agreed with this. I was told that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik agreed, Rav Yehuda Rav Elio Henkin agreed with it. So he's not a dat yach. He's not the only one who believes that, and a lot of people following that. It's also added by a very interesting tshuva from a very interesting approach that Rav Asher Weiss in his third chelek of Shelo to Tshuvot Minchat Asher suggests, throws out a svara that there's no mitzvah tefillat kelim if you can do the tefillat kelim, it's going to ruin the kli. It's a very, very interesting approach. He compared it to an approach that poskim want to say. Let's say about chatzilim. Why are chatzilim? Why eggplants? There's no isur or la, even though maybe it's a tree. So the answer is that since it only produces fruit for less than for 3 years, it's never going to be mutar. So Hashem never said something as asur. Didn't create the isur of orla. If there's not going to be, it will never become mutar. So this is very interesting. Maybe Hashem didn't create the chiyuv of tefillat kelim. If you're going to do the tefillat kelim, it's going to wreck the item. It's going to destroy the item. It's very, 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 very interesting approach. So that's the svara of the people who are lenient. Now, what about the people who want to be machmir? So how do you handle this? You can be machmir. I'll tell you what Yaku Yosef says to do. He says you should transfer title of these electric devices that you use with food to a non-Jew. The only problem is that it seems silly because then you're going to take it forever. And there's a question if that's effective altogether. Other people, what they do is they give these electronic devices to a Jewish mechanic who's a religious mechanic, or at least Jewish mechanic, and they'll break it and they'll fix it. This way it'll be considered as if a Jew made it. Problem is, if you do that, maybe it voids the warranty. I don't know if that's the simplest thing to do. Interesting approach is suggested by Rav Neuberger here from Bergenfield. His suggestion is when you have a heavy snow, do the tefillat kelim in the snow. The many poskim say you can do tefillat kelim in the snow. You can fulfill tefillat kelim in the snow with the electric devices. That only works if there's a lot of snow this past winter, the year Tavshin Pei Gimel. We didn't have any of these great snows to be able to do tefillat kelim. But just a very interesting approach, a clever way to handle this issue. I don't know if it damages the device, but it's just certainly it's an interesting idea. But halacha lemaaseh. Rav Baruch Simon from YU quotes from David Cohen, a major posek in Brooklyn, who said that those who want to be lean have what to rely upon. I think it applies even for Sfaradim, and those who want to be machmir, to transfer title to a non-Jew and take it back. It's a tavaleh and bracha, shavah bracha, and I think that's the way to deal with it. The reason why I'm bringing up this tshuva is I saw as an article in the OK magazine that they have a new issue here, a new solution to this, and that from I think with Betty Crocker, some kind of a device, electric device, that the cooking device where they transfer title to a Jew. It's the opposite of Mechirat Chametz, transfer title to a non-Jew. Here, Dafka, you want to make a transfer title to everything that's being made to the Jew. It's not so simple. You look in the OU kosher spirit. I'm sorry, the OK kosher spirit. I have an article on it, and that's an interesting way to try to satisfy the stricter opinion. It makes for a very interesting reading. You say, look it online. But it's not so simple, and it's a nice try, and maybe worthwhile even trying to satisfy if it doesn't cost too much money. But just a new wrinkle to this topic is just worth reading how they deal with this. They call Balut Yisrael, the transfer title to a Jew from the factory in China. And even though you have non-Jews making it and non-Jewish retailers, okay, not so simple to say that this is a valid way to deal with it. But anyway, the whole requirement to have to tefillat kelim for electronics is a chumrah. I believe that it's a stringency. So for stringency, perhaps that's enough. Very, very interesting topic. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.